Our next composer was famous, not particularly for her compositions, but as a driving force in the culture of her day. She was born in 1739, 10 years after the death of Elizabeth Jacquet de la Guerre. Her name is Anna Amalia, Duchess of Saxe-Weimar. Recently on this program, I played the music of another Anna Amalia who wrote music in Germany during the same period. That was Anna Amalia of Prussia. This is the Saxe-Weimar Anna Amalia. Anna studied music as a child and also after her marriage to the 18-year-old Duke of Saxe-Weimar. Anna bore 2 sons. Her husband died before the birth of the second one. She was 19, widowed, with 2 sons to raise, and for the next 17 years, she was responsible for running the state as regent. When her elder son came of age, she turned her energies to artistic and intellectual endeavors so successfully that Weimar came to be known as the Court of the Muses. She was not a serious composer and only wrote a few pieces, but she was a mover and shaker in the cultural life of Weimar, encouraging the most brilliant young poets, playwrights, and musicians of Germany to come there. 24-year-old Goethe came to the court as an advisor and minister of state for the Duke and remained under the regency of the Duchess. Many plays by Wieland and Goethe were first staged in the Weimar Court Theater. Let's listen to Anna Amalia's Concerto for 12 Instruments and Cembalo Obbligato. Rosario Marciano performs with the Vienna Chamber Orchestra, Kurt Rapf, conductor.